Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the broadcast today. We're continuing on in a message I began a few days ago entitled, Sound the Trumpet. And beloved, that is what God is calling us to do, to cause those who are asleep in Zion, if you will, to wake and to understand the times in which we're living. That, beloved, just as the children of Israel were at a pivotal point when they were beginning to enter the promised land, it was a time of warfare. Beloved, we're in a time of warfare as never before. There is a promised land before us. There is that great, wonderful kingdom of God that we're looking forward to when Jesus will come up and set his reign upon this earth, and all kingdoms and all nations and all rulers will be subservient to him, and God and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the waters as cover the earth as waters the sea. Beloved, this is what we, the sure hope that we are looking forward to. But beloved, we are in warfare right now, and we need to be as bold as the children of Israel, knowing that they, in their own strength, simply could not expect to have victory. The first assignment they were giving was Jericho, and the walls of that city were almost, they were impossible in the natural, and that's why the inhabitants were fairly confident there was no way they were going to enter in or be subdued by the children of Israel, and especially as they saw their battle plan to simply march around the city for 6 days. And yet God was showing them, as He is showing us, beloved, that the weapons of our warfare are really not carnal. It's not through sword and spear, as it was for the children of Israel. They simply obeyed the Lord. They followed his explicit instructions. They walked silently around that city for 6 days. The presence of the Lord went before them in terms of the physical ark. And beloved, we can expect the same results if we are willing to dedicate ourselves to the Lord, even as the children of Israel did at Gilgal. They had, all the males were circumcised of that generation. They had not been so in the wilderness. They fulfilled the Passover, and at that point the manna ceased, and they were eating of the fruit of the land of Canaan. Beloved, it was a new season for them, and it is a new season for us. We have to understand that you might have felt you've been wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years, and we can learn many lessons in the wilderness place. God woos us in the wilderness. But, beloved, there's a time when we need to go forth and to understand that we have been called to for a specific task. We've been called to preach the gospel, to fulfill the Great Commission. We're not called, there's a time, you know, for eternity, we can sit down and rest. But now, every man to his station, every man to the army of the Lord. We have been assigned a task. I'd like to say, I mean, it would be nice, trust me, I'd just as much as you, I'd like not to be in warfare. I truly would enjoy that, because these days are very difficult. But, beloved, if we will stand our ground, if we will follow the example of the children of Israel, if we will obey Him, if we will renew ourselves in consecration and dedication to Him, beloved, we're going to enjoy the same kinds of victory. And Joshua was able to say at the end of his life, there has not failed one good promise, one good word that the Lord has not fulfilled. And he was willing to be an example. He meditated upon the word of the Lord day and night. And if a man will do this, he will prosper in all that he does. That's God's promise to us. So where are we at this point? Well, we were looking at the trumpet, because that was an important part. That was the means of their faith, if you will. And The priests, of course, had silver trumpets that were used for the assembly of the people. They were blown to assemble the people. They were used for military campaigns. But the ram's horn, or the shofar, was used for introducing the jubilee and the sabbatical year. Let me just read that reference in Leviticus, the 25th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. And so that use of the trumpet, if you will, it is of prophetic significance. It typifies the work of the preacher, the prophet, the minister. All of us really, truly are able ministers. Everyone in our own metron of influence, of authority, our neighbors, our friends, our family, in the workplace, we are those whom God has called to speak forth the word of the Lord. And that blowing of the trumpet, it sounds an alarm. Joel 2 and 1 says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Beloved, you and I are the Lord's watchmen. And we should be the first to sound the trumpet, to sound the note of alarm and warning. Beloved, faithful witnesses deliver souls. And according to Revelation 18:22, a time is coming when the voice of the trumpeters shall be heard no more. Beloved, now is a time to pray, to witness, to do all that we can do. The priests were anointed. They were holy. They had consecrated lips, and they were to blow the trumpet, if you will. And beloved, we are, you and I, are a holy priesthood. He has made us kings and priests unto our God. That's what Jesus has done by his blood. And men still speak, being moved by the Holy Ghost and the very breath of God. That's all that the prophetic utterance is, a speaking forth of the word of God. Now, there's not the kind of prophecy that we find written down in the word of God. That has been settled. That's established by God. But the spirit of prophecy still has been given to the church to comfort, to edify, to exhort. And so what happens? Let's go now back to that sixth chapter. And it says in verse 13, and the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on in the blowing of the trumpet. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. Listen to this. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early above the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab and the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that were sent. Verse 20 says, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and women, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. Beloved, this is a parallel of what God is doing in the earth today. We see that God's people are being mobilized. We are to sound the trumpet, if you will. We're to sound the alarm. And just as the priests and the people of Lord followed behind the presence of the ark, the presence of God, which was their object of faith, we have that very presence of God within us. We don't have a literal symbol of God's presence as the ark, as they did, but now the Holy Spirit's been given and abides within you and I and every believer who has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And the people shouted, it says, verse 20, that's the expectation of faith. Now, that's a pretty foolish thing to do in the natural, to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. But, beloved, when we follow God's plan and leading, we can always expect victory and success. And this was true not just for the priests, but for all the people. What were the lessons? Well, there were lessons of faith, obedience, and patience. Faith, well, it wasn't by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. As they obeyed God, God performed a supernatural miracle. In the natural, they could not have scaled that fortified city, but God asked them to do what was foolish in the eyes of man, just as he told Gideon to separate out and wean out the armies of Israel. And so he was left with 300 men with trumpets and with lamps, and with 300 men, they routed the enemy. That was totally impossible. But God wanted to demonstrate that it wasn't our might, it's not our power, but it's God's will and purpose. And if we will obey Him, beloved, in your life, you will see signs and wonders. So they learned faith. They learned obedience, and it required unity and personal commitment and responsibility to fulfill their posts. They had to be patient. They weren't to talk until the command was given. They were waiting upon God's timing. And so for us, faith, obedience, patience, all those are important lessons we can glean from this example of Jericho. Well, there's yet another important point I want to share with you, but we'll have to wait till tomorrow's broadcast, and with the Lord's help, we'll be able to conclude this. Praise God. And in the moments that remain, I want to thank you for joining me. You see, in partners, how I thank the Lord for you, for your faithfulness, for your prayers, for your obedience in giving. If it weren't for God's people, it's a daily miracle that we're able to remain on this station for over 40 years. We've been a daily broadcast ministry for over 50 years now, and all glory goes only to Jesus. Praise God. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,